Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
Hey, it's episode 9, DeRusha Eats. It's Jason DeRusha. And today is all about the writers. The critics, the people who help shape our ideas and belief about food and restaurants in Minnesota. There's a new food critic for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, John Chang, answers questions from me about his approach, how he's changing the way he's reviewing. Some of John's reviews have really kind of rankled some people. This interview was done before he absolutely destroyed a Danny Del Prado restaurant in Wayzata with just a devastating review. We want our reviewers to be honest. But honest about what? How do they decide what matters? Are they writing against a standard of excellence, or are they writing for their own reader? My approach as a critic at Minnesota Monthly has always been to analyze a restaurant based on what it is trying to be, not what I wish it were. But there are still some objective things. People think food writing is all subjective. I disagree. Sometimes food is objectively well prepared or not. Service is objectively good or not. And we talk about that with John Chang. And then a treasure, Sue Zelixon. Oh, my gosh. Sue has been a voice in the Twin Cities food scene for, 50 years, I think. She's an absolute incredible treasure. Shares her story, how she ended up talking about food way before it was cool. Enjoy John Chang and Sue Zelixon on DeRusha Eats. On Thursdays, we have our DeRusha Eats segment. Every Thursday, we bring in a different writer or critic or Instagram influencer. And today, I'm so glad to have the chief restaurant critic for the Minneapolis Star Tribune with us, John Chang. John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jason. It's great to be here.
John, you've been the critic for the Star Tribune for how long?
Since November of last year, I believe.
November of last year.
Correct.
Have you caused as much of a kerfuffle as your Juicy Lucy article, which went online today, has been causing?
I want to say I have not caused any kerfuffle. I do want to say that I created some creative discourse.
Ooh. Creative discourse. What? So we're going to dig in. You know, I was going to wait to talk about Juicy Lucy's, but I cannot keep the listeners waiting. You wrote a story today that revealed something that really surprised me, that you had never tasted a Juicy Lucy before this writing exercise for this article.
No, it's really funny.
How is this possible? Why are you so out of touch with your readers? How did they find a critic who is absolutely out of his mind? What else are we going to find out that you haven't eaten, John Chang? Are you going to take on walleye now? You hate walleye? You've never had walleye.
I do like walleye in certain preparations. Actually, if you've read my...
That was a hedge. That was a major hedge
prior
right there.
Review of Churchill Street, a wonderful restaurant in Shoreview, they prepare walleye particularly well.
Yeah. So you like snobby walleye, not like people walleye. Churchill Street is terrific. You and I very much agree about that restaurant.
Correct.
It's wonderful. I'm just giving you a hard time. So let's talk. How have you not had a Juicy Lucy?
When I first moved to the Twin Cities, a great friend of mine had asked me if I've tried this phenomenon called the Juicy Lucy, which has been close to the Twin Cities heart for the longest time, and believe I think it's like 50, 60,
other than
60
hot dish
years.
This is all we have, John. This is our only what other culinary achievement do we have that we can take ownership of here?
Oh, for sure. So it was always on my docket to try, but as you know, with a busy schedule of trying all these restaurants and reviewing all these restaurants, it gets difficult to get around it. My friend had always told me try this when I'm around, and so I was waiting for him to be around to try the Juicy Lucy, and things happen, schedules happen,
right.
And I wasn't able to try it until recently, until I was thinking of my next piece for the Star Tribune, and why not turn that into an article?
So you and your friend, the two of you go to all four of these restaurants?
He and I went to three of them.
You did three of them together.
And I went to one by myself.
And so you went to Matt's,
correct,
which is, I think, there's a debate as to who was the originator.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I always think Matt's.
Mm-hmm.
The 5-8 Club, great. But there are three or four of those around town.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's is more dive bar. Now, my first question is, you said the servers at Matt were smiling and friendly. Are you sure you were at the correct Matt's bar?
Perhaps.
This does not feel like the Matt's I've ever been to.
Perhaps it felt like, maybe it was a time of day. I arrived at 12:30 on a Saturday, and the servers had the whole circulation like clockwork. There was a headpiece, and the whole structure was very cleaned. They were super efficient. No complaints. It looked like a dive bar. People were friendly.
Matt's, as far as I'm concerned, went downhill when they started taking credit cards. It used to be just cash only. Now they take a card. Remember who you are, Matt's. Okay? So you didn't like the Juicy Lucy there.
Didn't like is a strong word, Jason.
You did not like it. You said the beef was dry and not very flavorful.
I said, well, the burger overall is a very tasty and satisfying, delicious one. Benchmarking against some of the other wonderful Juicy Lucy's that I had in the city, my friend and I agreed that it could be a little
juicier. Why are you hedging? You did not like it. Would you ever have that again?
Not immediately. But
own it. Just own it, John Chang. You hated Matt's Burger is what I'm hearing.
I appreciate what Matt's has done. I would say compared to the other ones, I have a preference for the other Juicy Lucy's that I very much so loved and wrote about.
All right. So that was of the four, you rank that dead last.
Comparatively, yes.
4 out of 4. Yes. Well, you only tried four. So somebody's got to be first. Somebody's got to be last. We're talking with John Chang, the restaurant critic for Minneapolis Star Tribune. So 5-8 Club, another icon, came in third.
I would say so. Correct. Yeah.
You're used to flowery writing, John Chang. You're used to being able to hedge around it and what? I'm demanding answers here. So number two for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys out there listening have had plenty of great burgers and Juicy Lucy's. 651-461-9226 is where you can text if you want to, you know, engage in this food fight with John. So, John, you put in second place who?
Blue Door.
Blue Door Pub.
Correct.
It's a pretty good burger.
It's a good burger.
Yeah. You like the beef.
The beef was good. It had good flavor. It was relatively juicy. The cheese was the cheese gushed out like lava, and it was
as it's supposed to.
As it should.
Right.
No complaints there.
No complaints. And number one was the Nook.
Correct.
Which I think is a very defensible choice.
I am glad to hear that, Jason.
Yeah. Have people been coming at you for picking the Nook number one?
I don't think so. I think people took it. Might have taken issue with the placement of mats, but again, comparing these against the Nook, objectively, the Nook has a better Juicy Lucy.
Now, I think the real issue here is how you closed this story. It's not that you know, we all of us have our rankings of Juicy Lucy's, right? Mm-hmm. But when you close the story, and I tweeted out a link, but your last line of this says, "Will I return for the Juicy Lucy? It is a one-and-done affair. I'm not sure what warrants an immediate return overall, but I applaud the novelty of it." John, this is like, I mean, you're trying not to say that you hate the Juicy Lucy, but that's the vibe I'm getting here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Jason. What I'm trying to say is there is a calorific implication to it with just how much cheese and how heavy and dense and rich the whole affair is.
Are you really worried about your cholesterol? How old are you, John? You're a very slender, very fit man. For the sake of your cholesterol?
So I did actually get a...
Think of the other fancy food that you and I eat. I think a Juicy Lucy is probably one of the healthier things that we end up eating at restaurants.
I try to moderate, Jason. that's what I think going to four places in one day for.
You did all this in one day?
Correct.
Oh, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, Matt's was first.
And did you? So, how much of a burger? How much can you actually eat? You had to take a couple bites to get to the center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you probably didn't eat the whole burger.
No,
right?
No.
Shared
with
four
my friend.
Of those would
correct.
Be. Yeah. So you went. Boy, you are really saving the Star Tribune money. So you and a friend went, and you split.
Mm-hmm.
So you just ordered one burger.
Correct.
So this reporting project probably cost less than $50. It's pretty good. Your editors are grateful. That's pretty good. Food writing is an expensive endeavor, you know.
Well, it's also a journalistic, you know, it's just easier to try it all in one day.
Trying to find the time.
Correct.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
John Cheng is the Star Tribune's restaurant critic. We are going to get into your story. I was mm-hmm. going to start with your story, but I had to go to this very important news of the day. So we'll get more of your path, how you ended up at the Star Tribune, what you think of our food scene as a relatively newcomer
mm-hmm.
to Minnesota, and all of that and more. And you can text, too. Love to hear your thoughts on Juicy Lucy's, your thoughts on John's ranking. I'll share that with him. 651-461-9226. That is our City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. Don't forget, in about 20 minutes, we'll have more coverage of the death of Queen Elizabeth. That news just breaking today. We'll be talking with the local professor of history on the impact and the future of the British royal family. DeRussia Eats continues here on Drive Time. John Cheng is the restaurant critic for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and he joins us live in studio here on DeRussia Eats. You can go to startribune.com or go to my Twitter, DeRussia J, to see. Will this be in print this weekend, or do you know when this shows up in the actual printed paper, your Juicy Lucy article?
It will be up this weekend.
It'll be up this weekend, mm-hmm. So check that out if you get the printed paper, or check it out online today. John, you've been a critic here now for several months. Always interesting when you replace another person. Rick Nelson, for decades, was the critic mm-hmm. for the Star Tribune. Tell me your view on stars. You have four stars, and you and I have talked through DM on Instagram about this. I feel like Minnesotans only feel like we're allowed to use 3 and 4 stars, that a 1 star is an insult or a 2 star is an insult. Is that how you see stars, or do you see any? Well, just tell me your philosophy.
Well, I see stars a little differently, and it's good to dig into how the star system was used before, but the way that I see it, and something that you mentioned, Jason, during a prior podcast, is a two-star restaurant is a good restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant that I would gladly pay money for and travel.
Right.
Right. And
yes.
And many of my restaurants that I reviewed have been in that two, three plus star range. A one-star restaurant isn't a bad restaurant by any means. It's a restaurant that if you're in the neighborhood or close by, you certainly wouldn't mind eating there.
A one-star, I feel like you should be able to use all of those stars.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to write about it, now look, if Gavin Kaysen opens a restaurant that you give one star, that is not good, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're writing about a neighborhood restaurant that gets one star, I'll give an example. Mr. Paul's Supper Club in Edina, which mm-hmm. I love that restaurant. You gave it how many stars?
I gave it 2.5.
And I thought that was a very fair rating of what that... I would highly recommend that people go to Mr. Paul's. It's very, very fun. It's a great vibe. The food is really good. But it's not a 3-star, 3.5-star restaurant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think it is. And they were...
I agree.
They were not happy with 2.5 stars.
I'm disappointed to hear that. I think...
But it's just that hasn't been the way that things have been done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Certainly. And I think the content of my review hopefully transcends the actual
story. I thought it was
rating.
High praise. I thought your review was high praise for what they're doing.
For sure. Yeah. And I hope readers and restaurateurs and chefs can look beyond the star rating.
They will not. When you put stars, that's what people are going to focus in on. That's
sure.
sort of what I like about it.
Yeah.
That it just says, like, here's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, here are all the words. Here's my theory behind it. But this is what I believe. And it forces. I sort of wish you had one. Do you ever wish you had one more star to work with?
I think this current star rating is pretty fair, in my opinion.
Don't you end up with a lot? Like, you end up in that 2.5 to 3.5. So no matter how you recalibrate the list, like, you sort of end up stuck where if you look at 15 reviews, you're like, well, it's mostly 3-star restaurants.
Well, no, I have given, I would say I've given a handful of 2-star reviews. I've given many in 2.5, only a handful in 3, I would say. I would say 2-3 restaurants I've reviewed so far have gotten a 3. And of course, Owami has a 3.5.
Yeah. So if no one has a 4-star yet.
Well,
from you.
None of the new restaurants that I've reviewed, yes.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Do you, in your mind, is there a 4-star restaurant in the Twin Cities?
There is. I think it's Demi.
Yeah. And does a 4-star restaurant have to be like Demi is very fine dining.
Mm-hmm.
Very small,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's very expensive. It's not the most expensive tasting
sure.
menu in town.
Mm-hmm.
But does it need all of those trappings to be a 4-star in your mind?
I don't think so. I think...
Like, could a pizza place be a 4-star restaurant?
I haven't had... Well, I've had plenty of really good pizza in my life. I think a 4-star rating encompasses not just the food or dish, it also encompasses the environment, the service,
right.
and the experience you get in hospitality. And I think it's hard to achieve that with a pizza. I could go out and say, this is one of the best pizzas I've ever had, but giving that a 4-star rating might be a little challenging and unfair to some of the other restaurants that really give a lot to push great hospitality and food.
How important is service to you at a restaurant?
I think good service should make you feel welcome. It should never distract from the dining experience. It shouldn't fawn. But bad service can really impact a diner's view of the food, for instance. And I think it can equally help as well as hurt.
How did you become a food critic?
Well, growing up, I've always had an opinion about food. I remember when I was little, I'd write about restaurants through blogs and TripAdvisor reviews when I was a teenager. And when many people started thinking my reviews were helpful, I decided to write for the school paper. I wrote for a couple other publications, and everything just snowballed from there. I got my first break writing for The Village Voice in New York City. I wrote for Time Out in Singapore as a restaurant critic. a couple other big publications, and very, very fortunate, very lucky to have chance upon this strip gig role here in the Twin Cities. And I'm really, really glad and lucky to have that.
You also work in food, right? Do you work? You have another job besides...
Correct. I have a day job.
Yeah. Is it hard to balance all of that stuff? I mean, you travel a lot as well. Mm-hmm.
Correct. So I think over the past decade or so, food writing has been my second life. And so I've always tried to make that work. So haven't had any problems with it. When food is... When you're as passionate as food as I am, you will make it, you know, work.
Yeah.
Any which way or another.
John Chang is the restaurant writer, restaurant critic for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Couple questions from some listeners on the Cities One Plumbing talk and text line 651-461-9226. Someone asked how many stars for Martina in Linden Hills. I don't think that's not news, so you haven't reviewed it.
No, I have not reviewed it. I think it's a very good restaurant.
Yeah.
I unfortunately wouldn't be able to give you a star rating off the bat, but I will say it's up there.
It's a fun exercise, right? Where you think about places you like and you're like, all right, how many stars would I give it? You
know, yeah.
You go, when you review a place, do you go three times?
At least, yes.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a real commitment by the paper. I mean, I think most of our listeners know I'm the food critic for Minnesota Monthly.
Correct.
And we don't have the budget to go three times. So mm-hmm. what you get from me, if I don't like a place, I am going to go back again
mm-hmm.
because I don't think it's fair to rip a place on one,
oh, for sure.
one visit.
Yeah.
But I will write a positive review of one place. I wish I could go more, but we just mm-hmm. don't. It's expensive.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I think people don't realize like how much the paper spends on you going out to eat. But yeah. It's important. Do you think it's important in an age when everybody can be on Instagram or TripAdvisor mm-hmm. like you
mm-hmm.
started?
Mm-hmm. I think the journalistic integrity around multiple visits ensures that you get a consistent experience, whether it's trying a dish that maybe you didn't like for the first time and trying it again to give it a second chance. I think that's what absolves some restaurants from having bad days
mm.
and equally going during a day when everything is just a plus.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I've enjoyed reading you and look, you know, one of the things I think as a reader, you sort of learn if your palate or your taste mm-hmm. is in line with a critic. We all have different tastes and different palettes. I think objectively there are things you can look at from restaurant to restaurant, but some of it is like, are you vibing on a place? Are you in a good mood when you go? All of these things do play into how all of us feel about restaurants. And things right now are very inconsistent, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like it is, I am most nervous about writing reviews right now because I know that people can go to a place and have a very different experience than I did. And it didn't used to be that way.
Oh, for sure, Jason. No, that's why I think that's also an external as well as an internal thing. I could be having a day when I'm just not feeling jazz about a certain ingredient, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
waiting a week or two to approach it with a fresh mind, I think that just gives more breathing room to
yeah.
the restaurant. Certainly.
John Chang, you can read him in the Star Tribune, startribune.com. John, I appreciate you coming in. I hope you'll come back again. I hope I didn't beat you up too bad over that juicy, juicy article.
Thanks, Jason.
Very fun. Appreciate your voice and having you as part of the food scene here. John Chang from the Star Tribune on DeRusha.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Eats. DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
There is one person in the Twin Cities food scene that I see more than anybody else. If it's a charity event, it's a restaurant opening, this person is always there. And you have to look really hard to see her because she's only 4'7". Suze Ellickson. WCCO radio listeners know Suze Ellickson. And now everyone around Minnesota is going to get a chance to read her story in this month's edition of Minnesota Monthly. On the cover, the 2022 top doctors. But open that up inside. Sue, on the cover, it calls you a culinary icon. It's pretty good.
That is pretty good, since I don't like to cook.
I think it's true. I think you are a culinary. Well, you're more than that. You're a community icon, and we're glad to have you in studio today.
Thank you so much. It's really fun to be here.
It's been, I know you had a show here for a long time.
About 20 years.
You won a James Beard Award for your for
radio
interviews
show.
For your radio show.
I did.
And to me, it's just a treat to have you here because, you know, I've told you this before, that my wife and I, we try to be very involved in the community and charity.
I know, and you do.
And I've told you this, and I'll tell you this on the radio, but we both look at you and the way that you've handled yourself and your family very much as an inspiration.
Well, and I'm honored to hear that.
Yeah, I think it's a great example because people have to learn, I think, the importance of like stepping up and being there for these things, and showing up is a big part of it.
Yeah, you have to show up and be there to do things.
Yeah. Tell us, how did you end up writing and speaking and talking about food? Because you said you don't like to cook.
Well, I like to cook. I said I should really say I'm not a good cook, especially if you ask my children. But they survived and they're doing well, so I guess it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad,
right,
yes.
Right. They just said TV dinners I would ruin. So. Which aren't around too much
anymore.
That's
right. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
That's right.
Now they're all fancy and organic and all of that
stuff. That's right. Well, I think, a lot of things happen just because where you are at a right time. And I didn't start out in the business that I ended up in. I was a school teacher and taught kindergarten and nursery school and primary grades, both here and in South Carolina. And when we got to second graders, that was as high as I could go, because then they got smarter than I was. So this really was a fluke. And then I got into helping some people open some restaurants. And I was on CCO one day, and somebody liked my voice that was involved with the radio station and called up and said, well, maybe it would be fun if I had a program there. So,
oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it sort of was a fluke, but a good one.
That's incredible, right? Suze Ellickson, long time. Now you write for Minnesota Monthly magazine. You've been writing for Minnesota Monthly for, oh gosh,
a long time. Yeah,
I know.
A little bit now, not so much online. A little bit
online, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You started the Charlie Awards,
right, with Scott Mayer,
and now the Charlie Awards are sort of they were billed as the Oscars of the food world,
right? And we had a good 11 years running, and it was fantastic, and then the pandemic hit, and so who knows if we can resurrect it or not.
How much has the pandemic changed kind of the way that you're out and about and doing things?
Well, you're one to know that answer, because you're out more now than I was.
Yeah.
But
it's been hard.
It's been hard. It's really been hard. In fact, I don't know how our restaurateurs are doing it. When you can only be open 3 or 4 days a week, how do you even order food or keep it fresh? I mean, how do you keep your staff? And that's how things are. And even coming downtown today was a shock. So looking at the things that aren't here anymore.
Downtown has been hit the hardest.
I think so.
And I've been downtown every single day. One day I worked from my home during the pandemic.
Really?
But I've been coming downtown every single day.
And you don't live
day.
That close either.
No, I live in Maple Grove.
Wow.
But I felt it was really important for our TV viewers to see me in the studio at the desk.
And it was, Jason. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I just didn't want to see them, to have people seeing me in the basement and think like everything was going to hell.
And the sound is different.
The sound
and the
is
looks
different.
Are different.
And I'll tell you who else didn't want me in the basement. My wife. She's like, I do not need you, like, good morning at 4:30 a.m.
Right, right.
That,
or
that
think of the ones that had little kids running around while they were trying
goodness.
To do it. You know,
yes.
it was a stressful time for everyone and everything, and we're still not out of it.
Your husband, Al Zelikson,
right,
dermatologist, just died during all of this,
right.
Which I mean, obviously there's no good time to lose someone, but both of us have lost... I lost my good friend, Jack Riebel, during this time.
Right.
And it's the worst.
It's the worst. When you couldn't go see them in the hospital.
Yeah.
And when you, it was, yeah.
And
I
know how hard that was hard for you guys.
Yep.
But
yep.
You two as a couple, tell me like what kind of he meant as far as all of the stuff you've been able to do in the community.
Well, he was a champion of restaurants. He always used to say, we have to go out to eat. We have to support them or they won't be in business. I said, well, once in a while, we could stay home. But I mean, maybe his way of telling me he didn't like my cooking.
Maybe, yes.
But he loved the restaurant business as much as I did. And
this was before it was cool, really. I mean,
right.
Now it's definitely kind of a cool thing that people do is brag right. about where they go out to eat.
That's right. And I'll just never forget the time we were just married and moved into, well, it was after we came back from... He was in the service for 2 years, and so I went with him to South Carolina and stayed in a marine town in Beaufort, South Carolina, where we did cook a lot. We grilled out a lot because that was what you did there in your backyard. And then we moved back here, and we I don't know how we lived in St. Paul for a while, and I started teaching school, and he was still in the university. And then a few years later, we bought a house, and I'm trying to think what the end of the story was that I was going to tell you in the beginning. I know what it was. So we would go out to restaurants, and I remember the Rainbow Cafe, and it probably was before you moved here, but it was on Lake and Hennepin, poor Lake and Hennepin, and it was owned by the Lagueras family, and they had the best hamburgers in town, and the owners, George Lagueras, was a friend of ours and his wife, and we had lunch with them one day, and I remember my husband and I, they were pouring martinis in the Coke glasses because they didn't have
beer, and
I can't hear them because they're out of business now anyway. But so we would have iced martinis in the Coke glasses, and I mean there were canned martinis in that day, and I guess they're coming back in vogue now again.
Are, right.
So this was in the 50s. So and then I remember Al saying getting really interested in the restaurant business, and so. As we met friends along the way, he would get as involved as I was. He'd meet the owners and he'd try to help them with their businesses and stuff. And so the restaurant business and the scene just happened to be part of our lives. We love to go out and eat, and we love to support the people that were in the business. And some of them are like my children now.
That's really cool. Sue, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the charity work and talk about how you feel being able to read this tremendous article by Eric Tormoen in this month's Minnesota Monthly. It's weird to be on the receiving end. All right, hang on to that.
Okay.
Hang on to that. We'll take a quick break and be right back with Sue Zelikson on Drive Time with DeRusha. Sue Zelikson is with us in studio. She is the focus of a long-form profile with beautiful portraits. Are you happy with how these pictures of you turned out in this month's Minnesota Monthly magazine, where I'm sure there are some wonderful restaurant reviews for me in here as well.
I'm sure there is.
Somewhere.
They bet that you should highlight that first.
I gave you top billing, Sue.
Okay.
Is it weird to read about yourself in a magazine?
It's very weird. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. And the pictures, when you say, did I like the pictures? Does anyone ever like their pictures?
Like their pictures? No.
No, but the photographer was adorable and he tried his best.
How old are you, Sue?
You really want to know? Do I really have to tell? I'm going to be 88 next month.
At age 88, I think a lot of us who cover food or do, you know, charity events and stuff are always amazed at the energy you have. How do you keep it up? How do you keep doing it?
I owe it all to my grandmother. I had a grandmother who never slept. In fact, when she did, she just slept on the sofa in her house. She was the only difference was she was a fabulous cook. But that was my where my interest in food came. But I've always had a lot of energy, and I never need enough very much sleep until I get a little older and miss too much of it, then right. I have to crash. But I'm interested in life and what goes on, and everybody says I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah. So that's a strong motivator.
That is a strong motivator.
When you look at the restaurant scene and you look historically, as you've been able to see kind of, you know, this whole thing rise up. Yeah. When you look at where we're at today, what are your thoughts?
Well, we used to say Minnesota, or especially Minneapolis, St. Paul, was flyover land. I mean, why would you stop there? In the food world, people would refer it to this way. And now it is, if you don't stop, then you're missing a lot. And what the happiness is that even though we've had a lot of restaurant closing, there are many opening up, and many ethnic restaurants and many family restaurants, and they're all good. I mean, they're really outstanding. I mean, you know better than anybody.
It's surprising the quality.
It is. It is. Yeah. And with all of the hurdles that they have to go after, we were just saying, I mean, how can you have a restaurant that's only open 4 days a week? And keep, you know, they always used to say, don't eat fish on Monday because that's
the leftover stuff. Been sitting there all weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's been a wonderful ride, and I've had a good life, and I'm not complaining about any of it.
Yeah.
A few aches and pains, but other than that, been good.
I appreciate all you've done. You've started so many different efforts to help kids and to help women in the culinary world, and it just continues. So congrats on the article.
Thank you so much. And yes, I was embarrassed when I read it.
Suze Ellickson, pick up Minnesota Monthly. It's on newsstands, or subscribe at minnesotamonthly.com. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars. And leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AudacyAudacy.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,